Hello, folks, and welcome back to the Brotherhood Academy Radio. I am Nick Hilton. I am your host for today. I'm going to be doing another solo episode. I know I keep saying that we're going to have Paul on the next one with a guest. I keep saying that over and over again, and I am not delivering, and I kind of feel bad about it. However, there has been some news with that. We have finally scheduled a day, October 29th, to sit down with a guest. It's going to happen. It's in all three of our calendars. Totally excited about it. So in the meantime, I'm going to keep everybody engaged with another solo episode. All right, so the first thing I want to bring up is a little bit of a reminder, everybody. Check out the social media accounts, okay? Check out the Facebook page and the Facebook group. It's very simple. All you got to do is search in there in the Facebook search field, Brotherhood Academy Radio, and we'll pop up and hit like on the page and join the group. And then also make sure you check me out on Instagram. I am very, very active on Instagram. My username is at @NickHilton_BAR. So check that out. Let's get this started. Brotherhood Academy with Nick and Paul. Brotherhood Academy. Enjoy the show. Brotherhood Academy Radio. They've been friends since they were in diapers, so they have the same heart to be. Volunteer firefighters. Brotherhood Academy. Fight for a dying breed. All right, there we go. So, I think the last time we had an episode recorded was on last month, September, like the 10th or something crazy like that. It's been over a month. So, I have a topic that I think applies to all of us, no matter what status you are, no matter what your capacity is, whether you're on a career department, whether you're on a volunteer department, whether you're on a combination department, or a paid-on-call department, per diem, whatever it is. This applies to everybody because we all have a dangerous job to do. Am I right? Am I wrong? I think I'm right. We all need to make sure that we have a clear mind, all right? When we are going to these calls, whether it's a hot call like a car accident or a structure fire or a hazmat or a water rescue, something that's crazy, out of the ordinary, that's not exactly, I hate to use this word, but not exactly routine, we need to be sure that we have a clear mindset while we're en route to that call, while we're arriving at that call, and while we're working at that call. Too often, I see and hear about different incidents where people are getting tunnel vision. People are getting excited. You can hear it on the radio, on the scanners. People are screaming, trying to get their reports out, trying to get their assignments out. They're too hyper. I have learned over the years that if you approach an incident with a calm and clear demeanor and mind, you will get a chance to see the bigger picture and a chance to see everything that is going on around you. You need to be able to feel that incident. You need to be able to see it, hear it, and feel it. Having an unclear mindset is a dangerous thing, and is something I believe that we should all work on. So what are some of the contributing factors for having an unclear mindset on these calls we go to? One of them is obvious. If you're on a slower department, if you don't get the opportunity to go to more serious calls more often, you're obviously not going to be, I guess, experienced enough or used to it, where once you get that call, finally, your blood pressure, your pulse rate, everything is going up and you're getting excited and you're becoming into that tunnel vision, which we want to avoid. If you're new to the job, inexperienced, there's a good chance that, again, you are going to be experiencing that tunnel vision, that unclear mindset. We need to be able to control our emotions. It's very important to be able to control our emotions. We should not be letting our emotions own us. We need to own our emotions. We have a job to do. We have a job and we must do it safely. We must do it safely to protect ourselves, and we must do it safely to protect our crews. If you're an officer or a chief officer or an acting officer, you are responsible for yourself and you're responsible for your crew. If you're a firefighter and you're not a leader, you're not an officer, you're still responsible for yourself and you're responsible for those who are working alongside of you. We also need to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves for our families. Do not forget, we have families at home. Oftentimes, as volunteers or on-call guys, we're leaving our families to go to these calls. Who knows what you were in the middle of at home when this call broke out? We must be professional. If we don't have a clear vision and we don't have a clear mindset, we are not going to be putting off a professional image to the public. Remember this. People are watching. People are listening. People are listening to the scanners. Your mutual aid departments are listening to their radios and their scanners, and they're listening to what's going on. And now more than ever before, people are filming and taking photos of everything we are doing. And guess where it ends up? If we do something stupid or unsafe because we don't have a clear mindset, where is that going to end up? You got it. Social media. It's going to get online. It's going to be everywhere. You're going to have, you know, the keyboard firefighters on it immediately. You're going to have the Monday morning quarterbacks on there. Keep that in mind. We must do our job safely, and we must do our job professional. And in order to do that, we have to have that clear mindset. How do we do this? How do we clear our heads? When we clear our heads, we get a better visual of what is going on around us. We can avoid tunnel vision. We can make the better decisions that we need to make. And guess what? We end up slowing down. Slowing down is a good thing. I have put together a list of 4 times within the incident, a single incident, that we can control our emotions and give ourselves a better, clearer mindset. Number 1, it all starts with the tone out, right? It starts the second the announcement comes over your pager and the tones drop and you get your alert page on your phone. That's when it starts. What is your initial reaction to a reported building fire or a reported motor vehicle accident with serious injury or entrapment? Are you running from your house to your vehicle? Are you running inside the firehouse to get your gear and get on that truck? Or just to get on that truck and not put your gear on? Or are you taking the time to think about where you are going and what kind of a call you are getting yourself into? I live in an area where there's quite a bit of distance from the firehouse, and I have the opportunity of getting on scene in my area well before any of the fire apparatus get there. This affords me the time to slow down a little bit, get into my truck, take a deep breath, and figure out what I'm getting myself into. I don't typically rush to a call that's in my area because I want to have a clear mindset. I want to be able to control my emotions when I get on scene so that I can give a proper size up and a proper report and give proper assignments without sounding like I'm out of control over the radio. Another important thing too, think about when that tone goes off. If you're at home, before you go to your vehicle to go to this call, did you say goodbye to your family? Did you tell them where you were going? Did you give them a quick kiss? Extremely important. It gives them a good mindset, and it gives you a good mindset, and it gives you something to remember to come home to. It kind of puts it into your brain. All right, I'm going to slow down a little bit. I'm going to pay a little bit better attention to the roads. I'm going to pay a little bit better attention to the scene and be a little bit safer. We need to slow down. We need to stop running to our fire trucks, jumping on our fire trucks, and then it taking off without us even being dressed. We should not be getting dressed on the truck while en route. I know a lot of the places out there are going to disagree with this, but I'm telling you right now, if you get dressed before you get on that truck, that is going to afford you the time to clear your mind. And on top of that, it's obviously safer because you're going to be buckled in and you're not going to be moving around in the cab of a responding fire truck. So get dressed before you get on the truck. Get fully dressed. All right, number 2. While responding, do you know where you're going? Is the vehicle you're driving or riding on, is it properly prepped? I say this because, yes, we do have our truck checks at the firehouse and whatnot, but what about your personal vehicle? If you're leaving your house and you're using your personal vehicle to respond to these calls, especially if you live in the colder northern region of the country where there is snow and ice, is your vehicle ready? Is the windshield clear of ice? Is it clear of snow? Do you have to drive down to the road in your vehicle, in your truck, with your head out the window? How is the weather? Are we paying attention to the weather? Are we paying attention to the fact that it's snowing out or it's raining out? Or this time of year in the fall, are the leaves on the ground on the middle of the road and are they wet? That causes a slippery situation. Again, this all comes down to slowing down and paying attention to what is going on around you. Are we driving with due regard in our personal vehicles or in your fire engine? Are you operating that vehicle with due regard? Are you paying attention to what's going on around you and the other drivers on the road? Are you respecting the other drivers? Are you giving them enough warning? Are you stopping at the red lights and then proceeding through? These little things are going to clear your mind in the big picture. And if you're not able to do that, you need to be taking that deep breath before you even put the vehicle in drive. You take that deep breath. It works. Believe me, it calms you down and it gets you in a clearer mindset. Are you trained and certified to drive that piece of fire apparatus? Very important. I hope everybody out there is. If they're operating an apparatus without being certified, that's a problem. So while en route, if you're using the radio, our voice should be calm and clear over that radio. Why? We want to avoid confusion and we want to help others stay calm. How often do you have a dispatcher that gets on the radio and they're super excited while they're dispatching that call? What does that do to you? That gets you amped up too. As opposed to a dispatcher who's calm and collective and monotone, no matter what the call is, that's going to make you relaxed, right? It all starts there. It starts at the beginning. And while en route, if you're an incident commander and you're making those decisions and you're excited on the radio, that's going to amp everybody else up. I'm a dispatcher, and this is what I tell new people that come in. When you dispatch a call, no matter what kind of a call it is, dispatch it with a calm, cool, clear voice. We should be doing the same on the radio, in the apparatus, or with your portables every single time. All right, number three, size up. When we're getting on scene, if you're the first on scene and you're faced with a difficult situation, how is your demeanor? If you're the incident commander and you're giving out instructions, you're giving out assignments and updates, how is your demeanor? Is it calm or is it crazy yelling and screaming? Calm and clear is what we should be doing. This is going to give everybody else who is responding an opportunity to understand what's going on, give that picture in their head of what's going to be happening when they get there, and that's going to help calm them down. That's going to help give them a clear mindset. We should be giving a clear, calm, and detailed size up without yelling. It's very easy to do, and if you're having a hard time with that, a very, very simple trick, again, is to take that deep breath. Take it before you talk on the radio. Look around when you get on scene. Walk around the building, walk around the property, walk around the vehicle, get a clear, clear scope of what's going on. Also, when you're giving assignments to trucks and updates to dispatch and responding units, you should be doing the same thing. Nice, clear, calm, detailed message. Number four is working on the scene. Okay, this is all the same incident. You got number one, starts with the tone. Number two, while responding. Number three, your size up, if that applies to you. I didn't mention that, but obviously, not everybody's going to be giving a size up, but if you are, number three. And then number four is working on the scene. This is for everybody. Again, before or while getting out of the fire truck or your own vehicle, take that deep breath. It's a very, very simple step. And then I want you to look around the scene. We should all be looking around the scene. If you have the opportunity to do a 360 of the building, do a 360 of the vehicle, get an idea of what's going on. Look at your surroundings. Be aware of your surroundings. One of my biggest pet peeves, I see this a lot on the social medias, people are walking around, they're getting off the truck with their mask on. They may not be hooked to air yet, but they have their mask on. What is that doing to your ability to get a good scope of what's going on the fire scene? With your mask on, you're not going to be able to see clearly everything there is to see. There's an opportunity where you could fall, trip on something, and get hurt. That's a given. But two, it's putting you in a tunnel vision automatically because you've got a mask on your face. Don't mask up until you are ready to enter the building, until you're ready to enter any sort of environment that's requiring air, clean air. Don't mask up until that time. You want to be able to clearly communicate to everybody else around you, especially if you're a company officer. You need to be able to communicate things clearly without the disruption of a mask on your face. Another really good tip to help calm yourself, if you're one of the first people there and you're getting ready and you're getting your air pack on and you're gearing up and you're getting ready to go inside, or you've just stretched that line or whatever it is, if the homeowner or the business owner or anybody there that's familiar with the building is there on the scene and you have that opportunity to talk to them while you're getting dressed, while you're getting your things situated, do that. Talk to them. Ask them the simple question of, hey, what's the easiest way to get to this fire? Is there anything blocking the door? Are the doors unlocked? Where are the stairs? If you do this, it's going to give you a better opportunity to know what you're going to be doing once you enter that building. And it affords you, again, the time to clear your mind. Now, you may be thinking, well, this is a waste of time. We need to be getting in the door. We need to be finding that fire and putting it out. Okay, I understand that. But if you take that 5 to 6 seconds and ask, what's the easiest way to get to the fire? Where is the fire? What room is it in? If you take that quick 6 seconds and ask that, you're not going to be wasting time inside the building figuring out where to go. If you give yourself that opportunity to have a map of the building in your mind, you're going to afford so much time. I can remember a story, and I wish Paul was here to tell it, but middle of the night restaurant fire years ago. Geez, I want to say probably close to 20 years ago now. He ended up getting the key to the restaurant from the restaurant owner, and they were getting ready to force the door, and he came running up. Wait, guys, I've got the key. He did that simple task. If there's nobody there, take a minute while doing your 360 and look where the fire might be. Read the smoke, read the building, and try to pinpoint exactly where it is. Is it in the basement? Is it in the attic? Is it on the Bravo side, Charlie side, Delta side? In a bedroom, kitchen? Where is it? You would have a pretty good opportunity if you take that second and look at the building, and you could probably figure out where that fire is. Now, obviously, there's going to be instances where you're not going to be able to figure it out from the outside. But if you take that time to look around, that's going to calm you down. That's going to give you a clear mind of what you're doing when you get in that building. And another really big thing from number 4 while you're working on the scene is regulate your breathing, conserve your energy. Don't be running around. Don't be thrashing around. Don't be barking orders and yelling at people and wasting your breath and your energy before you even get in to fight the fire. When you're pulling that line, do it the right way and do it calmly and effectively and save your energy. Everybody's in a rush to get in that building. Everybody's running around. They're not looking at what's going on around them. They want to get in. They want to fight that fire. They want to be the heroes. Slow it down a little bit. Slow it down when you get dressed. Slow it down when you put that air pack on. Make sure you've got everything you need. Make sure everything's done the right way. And look around the damn scene. Look around. As inexperienced or slower departments, we should be focusing on this point. We should be focusing on gaining a clearer mindset. I encourage people out there, members out there, leaders, it doesn't matter who you are, if you're listening to this, I encourage you to share this, not only share the podcast, obviously, but I encourage you to share this point at your next training exercise and just go over these points. Practice it yourself. Encourage everybody else to practice it at every single call so that you're not, one, sounding like an excited idiot, I guess is lack of a better term, on the radio. And you're not putting yourself out there to the public and to the social medias as someone who doesn't know what they're doing and they're just too excited. A calm, cool, professional demeanor is going to give you the opportunity to have a clearer mindset while you're faced with a difficult situation. So that's my message for today. I want to show my gratitude by thanking everybody for the support, thanking everybody for messaging me, private messages, asking questions, and encouraging us to keep this going. I say this at the end of every episode, we got some cool things coming up, and we do, we really, really do. Continue listening, continue supporting us, continue following our social media accounts. Okay, thank you so much. Until the next time, when hopefully Paul will be here and the guest. Everybody be safe.